How to deal with haters. One word, FOPO. Okay, so FOPO is a fear of pissing people off. It's a word that I came up with, you know, we talk about FOMO, but fear of pissing people off is probably a fundamental thing that we actually don't go out and do our life's work in the biggest, most boldest way that we possibly can, because we feel it like we're going to piss people off. We're going to piss off the trolls and they're going to come at us. We're going to piss off the naysayers and they're going to come off at us. We're going to piss off clients, customers, community, because of if we've changed or we're not just acting the way that they want us to act or acting in a way that feels like appropriate or the right way to act for them. So haters, I guess, it's not like hating. Everyone has a right to their opinion. So probably, I'm just gonna throw it all at you, how to deal with haters. So the first thing probably is FOPO, is understanding that you have a fear of pissing people off. And so the less you do it, the more prevalent it is when something like weird happens. And so you're like, I don't want to piss everybody off, so I don't want to celebrate. I don't want to celebrate this milestone. I don't want to celebrate this wins because the haters will come, with the hater brigade will come. So understanding that you have a fear of this, and all fear, the through line is to like get exposed to it a little bit more and understand that it is a fear and you are holding back and you're not being as you as you can be because you do have FOPO, fear of pissing people off. Secondly is, haters are just a bunch of people with opinions and they have every right to have that opinion. It's a really neutralizing energy. You want to neutralize as much energy as you can around haters. Now, the number three thing is to understand that you cannot logic your way out of being affected by haters. You are going to be affected. It is going to give you a visceral response. So anytime that anybody says, don't worry about them, or like what I just said, they're just a bunch of people with opinions, that kind of comes after you've processed it. So when you get a hater comment, when you get like a specific, like you've heard somebody saying something behind your back, or you get wind of something's been said, or you watch a video that has been made on the internet about you, and that is like a whole new level of hater energy. And what you need to do is, the first thing you want to do is you want to feel it in your body. You want to see where it's come. Don't mind walk yourself out of it going, you know what, it doesn't even bother me. Haters gonna hate. That you can get there, but that's not where you will initially be. So where you initially will be at is you'll feel it. You'll feel it in your body. So the first thing that I do is like, okay, my mind is like, who cares about them and haters gonna hate or whatever. That's the first place that I will go. Oh my God, this is so slanted. Why does it keep being ridiculous? Anyway, so they're going to hate and you're going to read it and you're going to try to mind walk yourself out of it because it's so like, it's just inconvenient. You were like on a high and then that happens and you're like, oh, now I'm going to be like out of the game for the day. I'm going to be feeling crappy. I'm going to want to have all the chocolate in the fridge or whatever. So instead what you want to do is you want to go locate it in your body. So, okay, where am I feeling this? Am I feeling like pins and needles? Am I feeling like prickly heat? Am I feeling like, where is it? So where is it in my body? In my chest, in my hips, in my shoulders, in my head? Where is it? So locate it in your body. Second thing is, so after you locate it, the second thing that you want to do is you want to describe it. So what is the feeling feel like? And like the prickly heat, or it feels like butterflies, or it feels like makes me want to be sick, or it feels like stabbing pain, or whatever it might be. Just describe the feeling. So by locating it, then describing the feeling, that really helps you almost like detach from it and you really create this like little healing moment with yourself instead of trying to railroad yourself out of it and go, I'm fine. So the third thing when you are processing the hater moment and your body having a reaction despite your mind going, who cares, whatever, it's just things that people say on the internet. So the third thing you want to go, what does this remind me of? Scrolling YouTube one day, and then I came across a video that was making fun of my Instagram content and my business, my coaching. And I'm obviously a little unconventional, so it was a situation for my body. My body's like, this is new. This is new. I'm very like, I am fragile in that way. I'm very sensitive. That's what makes me so good at being a coach. What makes me an epic, world-class mentor and coach for my clients, because I can really feel. I feel everything. And that is also what makes me an incredible creator. So if this is what happens when you are a creative entrepreneur and we are you know, content creators on the internet and we are coaches, you are obviously going to be pretty sensitive because that's what makes you epic at creation. You can't be a great creator without being sensitive and feeling everything, basically, and wearing your heart on your sleeve essentially a lot of the time. So ask yourself what it reminds you of. So for me, I was like, what does this remind me of? This video that I've seen, just I've come across this video and making fun of me. And I was taken back to this moment, like flashed straight back to this moment on the school bus. The girls in front of me were passing around this letter about, and it says Jana da 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 da. I could see my name in the script, the letter about, like, just because back in the day they didn't have phones, so we wrote letters about people to each other, like, oh my god, she does this, Jana does this, oh my god, can you even believe she tried to come sit with us? That was like some of the stuff that I saw, and I saw my name, and I looked over this chair and I could see it, and I was like, it was devastating just to read that about yourself by girls that you thought were your friends, and it was horrible. And that's what it reminded me of. And then, so from going through that whole process, I realized I'm not that little girl on the school bus anymore. This is my moment to basically go, this is how we can deal with it. This is how we can deal with it. And I asked myself, what's my inspired action from this space then? What, I'm not that little girl on the bus anymore. What can I do? And I thought, you know what? I'm gonna go to the internet and I'm gonna draw on the support of my Big Dreams community. I'm gonna share with them this moment because I know that they are probably not going for their big dreams because they're scared of this kind of thing happening. And so I'm gonna go to the internet, and as much as I don't wanna put any energy to that, I really want them to see me walking through it and see me processing it. And I went to the internet and I did that, and that was my inspired action. And the next day, within 24 hours, it became actually something that I had stuff going viral about. I had heaps of people reaching out and messaging me and just thanking me for sharing it and sharing my walkthrough and sharing my process. And so it became a gift. It became a thank you so much. I'm really grateful that I watched that because it was a whole new healing for me that I hadn't known I needed to do. So that's how I deal with haters. And I think probably the number four thing is just play with them a little bit. I like to play with the trolls in my comments. I don't delete them. As much as, you know, some of them, they need to be deleted. If they've said anything like to somebody else, I will delete them. But it's fun to play with them. It's fun to like play with them. And probably number five is be curious, not judgmental. So instead of like, ew, who would, I like to use the Ted Lasso quote of be curious, not judgmental. And not even judging them and going, you know, I'm curious of why you would want to do this. I'm curious why you would be called to do this. I'm really curious about like what would make you go around the internet trolling people's stuff. Like that's, I'm curious instead of judgmental. And so that really helps me to dispel the energy. That's how I deal with haters. And so I can keep on showing up on the internet. If you want my Me Times 3 free series that really helps you to go through this, this goes hours and hours and hours into content around when I was just figuring out how to deal with haters and naysayers and public stuff about me, and really like, wow, I've gone to a whole new level now and I don't know how to deal with this. And so I did the Me Times 3 series on the internet because I could see that most people, when they get affected by haters, they don't even know that they're like a toad in boiling water, simmering and then boiling, and then they're not themselves anymore, and it's the flavor of their ice cream is now vanilla. And I see them, they lose themselves, and it's devastating, and I want you to catch it so you can be yourself. So that's why I called it Me Times 3, is like being as you as you can be in the face of the haters and the naysayers and all of that. So you just keep on showing up and being yourself. That's the vibe. See the links down below so you can go and access it. I hope you guys have the best day ever. Going to Big Dreams, Chief Big Dreams, Genie of the Internet is out.